Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the art.
Podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Tiny is here in the house, and he's here with Super Nash.
All right,
how's it going, Super Nash?
Awesome, man. I couldn't be better here, sporting my Bardstown Bourbon Company T-shirt, and it looks like you are too.
Well, I'm
Bardstown Bourbon Company. Yeah.
My Bardstown Bourbon Company hoodie.
Your Green River hat.
Yes, I would
wear a Green River hat or a Bardstown Bourbon Company hat, but I didn't want to mess up my hairdo.
What you should do is you should go right now and save to the messenger and save to Aaron Harris. You should send him an invite on Messenger. Because then he could see me wearing the hat, and we've got also the Green River that goes along as a compliment to the Bardstown Bourbon Company. Well, I'm Tiny. This is Super Nash.
I got a few more to go.
Okay,
overseas groups I got to go.
But once you do that, that's fine. I'm Tiny. He's Super Nash. We are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all your Scotchy Bourbon Boys merchandise. And if you go to the website, you could get to the podcast. We've got Glencairn's. We've got T-shirts. We've got our Scotchy Bourbon Boys magnets. I think it's somewhere up there. Oh, nope. There it is. Hold on. We've got our refrigerator magnet bottle openers, which are like a bourbon barrel. Those are there on the for sale.
Do you have the Glencairn holders yet, the neck holders yet?
No, I do not have those up for sale as far as that.
But you're working on it, right?
Yes, we are working on it. And then,
those are so cool. And I know, like I said, that everybody likes them. And hopefully by this year's Kentucky Bourbon Festival and all the other festivals that we're going to, hopefully that... you'll have them ready, right?
Yep. And then CT and Whiskey both have been delaying on their biographies. I've asked them multiple times to turn in their paragraph for the website. I've taken everybody off who isn't on it anymore and put the people on, but I need biographies from CT and also Whiskey. But with that said, oh, and then we might as well just throw one out for Barrelhead, you know, now that he's part of the podcast, throw that out there. So we need those biographies, guys. And
our listeners want to know.
Yeah, they want to know what your drinks are, what you like to do, and they also want to know how you like your whiskey. Yeah.
And what you bring to the program, right?
Well, they don't bring much, but, you know.
We could try to carry them a little bit, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Well, we've done it so far.
Exactly.
Anyways, make sure you check out the website. A lot of exciting things on there. And then also, remember, go to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X to follow us on social media, along with all the podcast formats. We are on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. If you listen, let's ask Amazon and ask Alexa to play the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Alexa, yep, that's no problem. You could even do it on your phone in your car and they'll play it. It's like, hey, Siri, play the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I should have been quiet about that because she might try and interrupt the YouTube Live. Anyways,
Siri's not, Alexa's not responding. And all of a sudden, here it is. My phone's now starting.
Well, my phone just went up to you saying that. So, anyways, tonight, it's an exciting podcast. I just want to review a little bit. CT, myself, and Roxy last Saturday went down to Middle West Spirits and saw Ryan Lang. You're going to be seeing a half-hour video on what's happening down there, but this is some awesome, awesome news. Middle West Spirits has graduated from a craft distillery to a major distillery. They have a 51-inch column still that is every bit, it reminds me of the Barton still in Bardstown. But it also is running, up and running. They're running it. But this distillery experience is going to be like none other in Ohio. It's no longer a craft distillery. And you're going to want to watch the video because we are talking massive amounts of fermenters and cookers. Everything state of the art, similar to the Bardstown Bourbon Company. Modern. It's computerized. And then everything is pressurized. All the stuff gets transferred from the cooker from the fermenter to the cooker to the still. It's all automatic. It's fantastic. It's unbelievable. You can't believe it. I was staring at their, they could do 600 barrels a day. That is their max capacity. They're not running it at that, but that's what it is. But they also, what's even crazier, when they built the distillery, so they never have to build another one, there's a place for another twin still, like at Buffalo Trace. But these are bigger. This still is bigger than the still at Buffalo Trace. So this is just an amazing thing. We're going to be doing it. We went down there. We talked to Ryan. We did an interview. He's got great things happening, and it's in Columbus, Ohio. So people are going to want to come up from Kentucky and all around the country to see this awesome distillery. He is also going to have tours and restaurants, shopping, hotel. It's all set up there. So I can't wait to get that YouTube coming in the next couple weeks, but we'll check that out. And then, so are you shared now?
Yeah, I am. I'm fixing to message Aaron Harris.
Okay. Yeah, all you got to do is down where you hit share, and then you just hit messenger, and you can pick your. You just type in Aaron Harris, and it does it. But anyways, there you go. Welcome everybody on YouTube and Facebook. It's good to see y'all. I'll check out real quick. Let me monitor. I could come over to YouTube again. Let's see. We got the live chat. No views, more info for me. Wank. Hi. Hi, Wank. And then we got Dean Crayoff, love from Ireland watching. So we got some people there. Hold it to the camera. Oh, you wanted to see this to the camera. There you go. That's the bottle opener. Yeah, and I'll make sure everybody on YouTube that I do that. And then let's go back. Back here. Back to nope. Okay, so let's see where we're at here. Let's see. Is that the live chat? That was it. Okay. It's good. Robert. Lots of people walk.
Mark Robert and cheers, Terry Dent and James Jacob.
Yep, everybody's watching tonight. We've got some people. It's I could sense the lives are starting to catch on, which is kind of fun. Where we were, you know, we're getting like double the amount of people that were on before Walker. Okay. There's people chatting to each other while we're podcasting, which is also a cool thing. I really like that. And then also, you know, we got the YouTube taken off. We went over 3 million views in 90 days, but we did this in about 14 days. And this qualifies us in the future. Tomorrow I should qualify for super chats. So things might change a little bit how we monitor and do things, because we're going to be able to have the super chat similar to what the Pursuit United has on their Bourbon Roundtable. You'll be able to donate and get your chats up there saying hi and everything, but you'll be able to get, so we got CT watching. CT, not watching, joining. Where are you, man? Come on. It's like, you know how to do this. You got the invite.
Bring your BBC collection in and join.
All right. Anyways, we've piddled around enough, anyways, it's time to get this baby started, right?
So what are we doing? We are doing Bardstown Bourbon Company and their collection and what they do. And just what they put out, some amazing stuff, right? We're just going to talk about them and their products, right?
Well, let's talk about how it all started, okay? You know, Peter Lofton had an idea. He was in telecom when he was 25 years old. And in 2014, well, he had an idea. CT's not going to make it. But Bardstown collabs are amazing. But Peter had an idea and got a bunch of people to invest and build a distillery in Bardstown. But he wanted to bring a Napa Valley style experience, because all the other distilleries had the tours and whatever, but it wasn't quite what Napa Valley was bringing to the wine industry. So he wanted to do that, but he wanted to do it right in Bardstown. So he put together the group of people, which included David Mandel, who we had on the podcast just recently. And they put together a board and they put together this distillery in 2014. So the thing about what they did that was so unique is that they said they were going to do a distillery and they were going to do contract distilling with it. Now, at the time, MGP was just starting to sell some of their barrels and people were buying barrels. But in 2014, it hadn't gone crazy yet. You know, there were some people, you could buy barrels for a reasonable price and start a brand in 2014. And when I got into this in 2019, we went to Kentucky Bourbon Festival that year, our first time into Kentucky, me and my wife on that Monday afterwards stopped in because I had been reading about it all over the place, and we stopped in and had lunch there, and the experience was amazing. When you get off the Kentucky Highway what is it called? The Kentucky something highway, Bluegrass Highway. That exit right there is, you can look to your left as you're getting off and you can see the Bardstown Bourbon Company. You could see, but at the time it was in the middle of an open field. There was one Rick House. There was the distillery and that's it. And over the last 4 years, you're talking another distillery they've built with two more stills. So that gives them three. And then they also have, they've expanded on their fermenters and their cookers, but they also have a bottling company now. Plus, they have a bunch of Rick Houses. I mean, I can't even keep track of it. They're constantly building every single time. Now, when you get off and you look to the right, it's not an open field. It used to be an open field. Now it's a bunch of Rick Houses. And there's Bardstown Bourbon Company. You could still see it, but then you could see the bottling company behind it. You see the new distillery. They just started the stills. We know Jason Sparkman, correct?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Look.
We all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit.
Don't play with this shit.
I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit seriously.
He's a good friend of ours, and he basically works the third shift distilling there at Bardstown Bourbon Company. So that's pretty cool.
So, yeah. But we also, one of the unique things about it is how we really came. So I was able to stop by and see this. And I remember sitting out on the lounge chairs, enjoying it. Just, it's such a relaxing environment there. Such a nice restaurant. Everything's modern. You get this whole thing. It's not dripping in old history. It's, you feel that it's clean and modern, and it's designed to be green and run properly on the planet at the moment. Not that anybody else isn't doing that, you know, whatever. But when you walk into, let's just say you walk into Barton's 1792, you really get the feeling of a workhorse distillery. But it's like there's history to it.
1792 was like history, and you know, it was like old and rustic, and you know, that type of distillery. But when you walk into Bardstown, it is such clean, it's innovative, it's computerized, it's so,
yeah,
modern.
So
it's just totally different from any of the older distilleries that have a complete history behind them. And that's what makes it different.
Yeah. So we, as we kept, that was when before we even formed the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, but once the Scotchy Bourbon Boys were formed and we met Greg Schneider, he distills chicken cock whiskey, rye and bourbon right there at Bardstown Bourbon Company. So that March of 2020, he invited us down to come down and see the Bardstown Bourbon Company. It was me, Super Nash, and Young Nose at the time. And we went in there and he took us into Pete's Place, which was named after Peter Lofton, because Peter Lofton had the vision, but he passed quickly. He got sick and passed quickly in 2019. And people were like, well, what are we going to do now? And that group of people really played his vision all the way till March of 2023. And we were there with Greg Schneider, and that was such a fantastic experience because he introduced us to Steve Nally and Nick Smith, right? And it was such a great it's like you could go back and listen to it or watch it. It did make it onto YouTube. It's one of the original YouTube videos. And it's such a great interview with Steven and Nick, and then also with what Greg Schneider was doing. And it was fantastic.
Also, too, that happened to be one of Nick's very first podcasts.
No, not very. It was his very first podcast. He said he never been on it. Yep, yep.
Yeah, he never had been on a podcast, and there he was. Steve had called him in, and we had asked for him to sit in with us, and he came in there. And given to this setting was right there. On one side of the glass wall is we're sitting in a bar setting. On the other side of the glass wall, you can see the complete Rick House, and that's where they do the barrel picks and all.
Yeah, and Pete's place, and it was brand new, right?
Yeah, it was brand new, and that was so cool. But that was one of the cool things about it was that, like I say, that was Nick's very first podcast, and our first podcast with Greg and Steve Nally. And it was just so comfortable and sitting back and just.
Well, we got the tour and Greg Schneider, that's the first time he gave us the tour of Bardstown Bourbon Company and showed us what he was doing to distill it, how his initial run of the Chicken Cock bourbon didn't yield the yeast yield and the production of alcohol on that first run wasn't where he wanted it to be. So they were able to adjust temperatures off the cooker and do things to make the yeast more productive as far as converting the sugar to the alcohol. So we were able to see and have it illustrated completely to us by Greg Schneider, the full strength of what Bardstown Bourbon Company could be as a contract distiller.
It was also the first year that I believe he had laid down, I believe 6 months earlier, he had just laid down the first run of Chicken Cock Whiskey there at Bardstown. And we got to taste the distillate as it was matured at 6 months in to the barrel, right?
Yes.
Somewhere around about that.
Yes. Yeah, we get and he, right.
We tasted it every year on our Scotchy Bourbon Boys tour. That's one of our final stop on the Scotchy Bourbon Boys tour, right before the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, and that we get to taste that with Greg on our tour there. We get to taste it in progression, and this was like our fourth year. So actually, it's 3.5 years into the barrel.
Yes. Hopefully, what we tasted this past September goes into the bottle this next coming batch of Chicken Cock this next March. Now, if he bottles that, folks, I'm going to tell you, his distillate that he distilled there, but he didn't make the barrels for, is in the bottle right now for Chicken Cock. And I'm telling you, I was able to tell the difference. It was amazing the difference between what they had purchased and what was in the bottle and what is in there that they had distilled was sweeter and much more bourbon-esque, like you would expect from like Chicken Cock whiskey. But what's going to go in this year, you're holding that up, but you got to talk, because then they'll be able to see.
I just wanted everybody to see, I'm just going to have a little taste of Bardstown Bourbon Company's. This is one of the first collaboration bottles that I picked up from Bardstown Bourbon Company. This is the Copper and Kings collaboration that they did. And this is one amazing pick right here, if everybody can see that.
Yes, and I had a sample of that when he bought that. That was what he bought that first podcast that was available. And I think that's the first MSRP bottle you ever bought that was, I think it was $360, wasn't it?
It was actually $299.
$299. All right. $299. There you go. So
it was MSRP. I picked it up right there at the distillery.
So I'm drinking. This is what I'm drinking. I'm drinking this this four square rum barrel, plantation rum barrel finish. And this one, I've had open for a while. And yeah, you look at that red color from that. But I've got a more golden color in mind. I'm drinking in a chicken cock tasting glass tonight. And the smell when I opened it, I mean, it's been about a year since I've been into this. And the smell is so fantastic of those rich, deep caramel, vanilla. It smells, and then it's got the perfect wood. Now, one of the things that I want to say, and we're going to go through the different, quickly go through the different series that they have. I'm going to do a share screen right now, and I will get that up. And this is the...
Lots of grape and caramel and vanilla.
So this is their...
No oak whatsoever.
These different...
This is opened up so well.
This has the Origin Series, the Fusion Series, the Discover Series, the Collaborative Series, and the Distillery Collection. So these are different things that Bardstown has put out. Now, it's the Fusion and the Discovery Series was what they were releasing initially. And I have batches 3 and 4 here as far as... this one here is number batch 3 of the Discovery. Now, the Discovery series was very, and I'll just hold up my bottle. It was signed by Nick and Steve Nally. And let me grab the glasses here before I don't want to drop anything here. Okay. So all the bottles for Bardstown Bourbon Company,
4 and 5, but
The one thing is when you go online, you could go to the Discovery Series, and I believe right now in the Discovery Series, they are on 10 and 11. So, but they give you a description of exactly what they are, and then you hit, if you click learn more, you get, of the current batch, you get a picture of the Bardstown Bourbon Company thing. All the tasting notes, the description, but then you get the blend. And that blend is on the bottle. For this particular, now I'm going to compare where we're at. So we're on, this is Discovery Series 11. And Discovery Series 3, which I have right here in my hand, was 45% Indiana bourbon, 13 years old, with a mash bill of 75 corn, 21 rye, and 4 malted barley. 32% Kentucky 13-year-old, and it was 74 corn, 18 rye, and 8 malted barley. And 23% Kentucky 10-year corn, 75 corn, 13 rye, and 12 malted barley. So it tells you exactly what it is, what's in the barrel. And if you look, it's Indiana, Kentucky, 12, 10. And this was in 2000, so you know this was purchased. Now, if you go to the newest blend, it's 73% Kentucky 13-year, corn 75, rye 13, and 12 malted barley. Same stock that they were choosing from the 13-year and the other one. 21% Kentucky 10-year, 78 corn, 13 rye, and 9 malted barley. That's the other one that they had in there. But this is the part that is 6% Bardstown Bourbon Company, 6-year, 68 corn, 20 wheat, 12 malted barley. So that Discovery Series turns into a 4-grain because it's mixing a rye and a wheater. So now you've got a percentage of all those mixed together. They're transparent as hell. They're not trying to fool anybody. There's no Indiana. We all know where the Indiana was coming. We know where somewhat where the Kentucky comes from. They purchase and then they put them all together into their different things. And this is the same way for each and every one of their series. Let me go back real quick and then we'll go back to us.
Just off the I mean, I want to stop you right there. But just off those tasting notes of that number 11.
Yeah.
I seriously have to get a bottle of that.
You've got them, right?
Let me pull them up here.
Yeah, you can read them. I'm going to pull off of this and go back to us. And once you got them, I'll just get off this screen.
I don't.
All right.
They printed all blank pages.
All right. Our Discovery Series highlights the art of blending, creating exciting expressions that work together and are great by its sum parts. Through artfully combining rare and exemplary whiskeys, we discover, and I haven't even had a sip tonight, folks, we discover from all over the world, this series pushes the boundaries of innovation by creating complexity, unique flavors, profiles, and styles. Each release gives you something new to discover, and here is the tasting notes. A vibrant blend of Rainier cherry, butterscotch, brown sugar, and toasted peanut leads to a spirited palate of toffee and cinnamon spice, the inedible finish of ripe red fruit and luscious oak rounds. Luscious oak, yeah, Kentucky bourbon. Where are you reading that from? Are you reading it from my screen?
Well, you got it up here.
Okay.
You got the split screen, yeah.
Okay, what is the proof on this? That's the one thing that I haven't been able to pull up.
Right there on the bottle, but yeah, I can't, unless you can bring that bottle up.
I don't, with this, I'm going to take the share screen off, and then we've read, and we're back with Super Nash. Here we go. Let's go to full screen.
I want to bet, though, that they probably proofed it down to, like, most of them, probably around 110 proof. What most of the discoveries are.
Well, and then just, I'll tell you. I think my discovery right here.
110.
What?
110.
The three?
Yeah. That's the same one I've got out.
Okay, 55 ABV. All right, and then Walker says 100. It's 118.1 proof, so it's a little higher. For Discovery 11. Thank you, Walker. I appreciate that. I'm excited for that. I think I'd buy that. But I will tell you. They've got the Fusion Series, same kind of transparency. And when I had, if you go to YouTube, you could see Steve Nally's interview that we did for YouTube when we were at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, and he talked about with me for about a half hour about all the different innovations that have happened to Bardstown Bourbon Company since he started, and all, and where they're at, and how he's seen through all the, like he said, initially they were using all source stuff for, especially this was the Discovery, but in the Fusion, they have way more of the Bardstown Bourbon Company whiskey. Like it used to be 70-30 sourced in Bardstown. Now it's 70-30 Bardstown and sourced on the Fusion line. So that was really cool. Steve Nally, you could check that out also on YouTube if you guys, once you're finished here. But, we've got a relationship with Steve and Nick. Yeah, I know when I was at Kentucky Bourbon Festival, I walked up, it's like, Nick's like tiny. And I'm just like, hey, Nick, how's he going? So it's really kind of fun, the relationship that we've had with them. Then there's the collaboration, we were talking about, actually Walker was talking about the rum barrel. This is the rum barrel, the Foursquare plantation rum barrel finish. And these are finished bourbons that they sell. And one of the original collaborations was the Copper and Keys, but they have a Pursuit United. They have,
Carter.
They have the Carter, which is the other one I'll drink tonight. But I haven't hit this rum barrel finish in a while, and I love rum barrel finishes. One of my favorite places that does a rum barrel finish is Greg Schneider and Chicken Cock, which is distilled at Bardstown Bourbon Company. Pursuit United is distilling at the Bardstown Bourbon Company. You've got the That is a really good brand that you picked great. That, man. I never got that, but I love that. We got to taste that at this the Bourbon Festival in 2022.
This is one of the collaborative series that they did, and it is amazing.
I will tell you this, that the Ferrand was delicious, but now that this Plantation rum barrel has been open, and I think it's got to be close to a year. Today is December 18th. And when CT brought up that we should do Bardstown Bourbon Company, I went back, Nash, and checked when the last time we did it, right? We covered the Bardstown Bourbon Company, and it was January 16th because Steve Nally didn't get on. We've talked about it in a couple, like when we were talking with
last year.
Yeah, just January 6th. So it's almost to the day, to the year, we were already talking about. So maybe let's just make this week, from now on, the Bardstown Bourbon Company an update on everybody. Because they just keep updating their stuff. Now, like there's the Great Barrel Company, the West Virginia Great Barrel Company. The thing about Bardstown is what if you could get down there, they allow you to taste pretty much everything. You can get a pour or get a tasting of their expressions right there at their bar or their tasting bar. And if you do that, that allows you to understand, for instance, when you purchase the Copper and Kings, you were on the fence. And then the salesperson took you over and let you taste it. And when you tasted it, you came and gave it to me and you bought it. And this is the kind of thing. This is high-end bourbon. And it's been...
the cool thing. I was in the gift shop and I was looking at that bottle at $2.99.
Ooh.
And then he was like, wait a minute. Step over here.
Yeah.
And he took us over. And he's like, have a taste of it. And we sat there in the bar, right outside the gift shop, and had a taste of it. And then we're like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, yeah, I want a bottle of that.
Well,
and then I stepped back in the gift shop and bought a bottle.
Yep.
At $2.99. It was well worth it.
Right. And then
I'm still sipping on it and enjoying the pour. Because, like I say, the flavors have just opened up so much more.
Well, I'm going to beat you to this one. Christy Atkinson said, and she reminds us that they just opened a tasting room in Louisville. And she's like, just come to the tasting room in Louisville. Next Friday, not this Friday, but next Friday, am coming down and we are going to be going to Buzzard Roost, but I'll meet you guys somewhere in Louisville, you and Mark, that would be fun. We could set something up because I'm going to be there. I got to go down to Dansville and pick up my bar top Saturday morning. But Friday, I'm taking the whole day coming down and going to try and do something at Buzzard's Roost, old Louisville, and then also maybe with you guys. I got stuff. She says yes. She says Super Nash was supposed to be coming. But I don't know if he's going. He doesn't look like he's going to be able to make it. But I do think CT might be joining me. So we'll try. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's still not out of the realm. But here's another one. especially knowing that Christy and Mark might be it. Might be there. Or it's Christy.
Yeah.
Look, and here's another one. This is Founders. Part of the collaborative, and this is where they did collaborative with the stout barrels, and this one is awesome too.
Well, just so you know, Christy just said they're both be in town to see us. That James wants to join us at Buzzard's Roost. I don't think that's a problem, James. We can talk soon. Your connections are amazing.
Impeccable. Yeah,
yeah, nice. Anyways, all right. So I'm doing this rum. This rum four square. Yeah, this rum square. Rum square finish. No, this four square rum barrel finish. Plantation rum barrel finish. And it's everything you want. It's full. It's high proof. It's just unbelievable. And it's and it. At first, I thought it was okay when I first opened it, but now that it's had some time to breathe in the bottle and do some you know, add that, this has taken itself to a different level. And it's very unique because a lot of times I find some of the high-end bourbons, they don't do it as much as some of the mid-price. Like if you're talking about a $40, $60 bottle opposed to a $150 bottle, a lot of times, like I find Old Carter Batch 9, just because it's it doesn't get better. It's as good as it already can be. So, you know, with these, I was not expecting the rum barrel finish, but when I poured it, I knew I was going to be in for a treat. So here we go to the, I love the collaborations. I wish I had more money, but Christy's watching, let's do a pour of the Carter and let's talk about the Carter because, you know, we've got Christy.
Agree.
Yeah.
Read the side of that about the Carter.
Would you like me to?
Absolutely.
All right. Actually, I think I can actually get this called up, everybody. You show yours first.
Yeah. This is the Bardstown Bourbon Company Collaborative Series with the Carter Cellars.
Yeah, and you've got 108.3 proof right there. Now, I'm going to go to...
We were able to pick this bottle up at Bourbon on the Banks this year when they released it.
All right. And the Old Carter, the Carter, is part of...
Back it up.
There it is. There. Carter, it's part of the collaborative series, and it is a custom blend of bourbon and rye, was aged in 10 exquisite Carter Cellar Napa Valley Cabernet barrels for 14 months. The barrels were separated and rotated through the rickhouse multiple times, yielding a beautiful balance of indulgent dark fruit and French oak spice. All right, I'm going to take it here. Okay. All right. Yep. And then tasting notes. Tasting notes. Cassis, violet, cinnamon, and leather create a singular premium complex aroma. On the palate, a rush of dark fruit, roasted pecan, and vanilla cream lead to a luscious, light tannic finish. I got the blend here. 49% Tennessee, 17 years. 49% Tennessee whiskey, 17 year, 84 corn, 8 rye, and 8 barley. 41 year Kentucky, 12 year corn, 78 rye, 10%, and 12% malted barley. And 10% Indiana, 6 year rye, 95% malted barley, 5. It's a 95.5 rye. We all know where that comes from. As far as the Tennessee goes, that one, we know who sells in Tennessee, but I'm not exactly sure. And then the 41% Kentucky. But this particular bottle, we just, you want to go into it?
That's a 17-year-old Tennessee.
Yes, it is.
So that's pretty cool. 84% corn.
It's right up my alley.
Yeah.
And then... why don't you talk about how we obtained this fantastic bottle? And we thought we weren't going to get it. And, you know, t- Talk about that, how we thought we missed it.
It was amazing how all of a sudden, you know, heard that it was coming out and it was going on sale. And then all of a sudden, here we are, we're at Bourbon on the Banks. And then all of a sudden, they show up at Bourbon on the Banks. And it's like, well, we only have like 200 bottles and we're going to sell 200, you know, or I'm not sure how many bottles, but it wasn't very many.
18. There was 18 bottles at Bourbon on the Banks.
Bottles. Okay.
Yeah, and we had come down on that Friday and we were getting ready and setting up at Bourbon on the Banks, and they had announced they released a video with Mark Carter talking about it and releasing it at the distillery, but there was no way we could go to Bardstown. We wanted to. Old Carter Batch 9 is seriously one of my favorite bourbons of all time. And thank you for that for Christmas, because I have a whole freaking bottle of it. And oh my God, it's just like a fantasy bourbon. Hey, anyway,
you know, it's some of my favorite bourbon too. That's why I seek to find it out everywhere that I can, and always pick up an extra bottle when I can for you too.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. So once they announced it, we were bummed we weren't going to get it. But when they set up and they started in the morning and we walked over there, they had 18 bottles. Everybody in CT got a bottle. I got a bottle. You got a bottle. And whiskey.
Andrew got a bottle.
Yes. So the full compliment, and Roxy is included with me, but we were able to get and secure 5 of those 18 bottles. And then also Adam Boothby was right by us and he purchased one. I forget, there was somebody else that was in line that was that purchased it too. That was one of the distilleries. I forget who it was. Was it Ross? No, there was somebody there from one of the distilleries in line that was like, he got one too. He was happy to get one. So everybody was happy that day. That day was like, I did not walk away with a lot of bottles. Yes, I did not walk away with a lot of bottles from Bourbon on the Banks, but having that Old Carter in my bag really made my day. So not Old Carter, but this Carter collaborative with Bardstown Bourbon Company. And I've opened it and tasted that day, but I'm going to taste it now.
Well, I've opened mine and had, this is probably about my third, maybe fourth pour out of it.
Oh my God. It's a milk dud. There's caramel and chocolate to the point of a milk dud on the
cherry too.
On the front.
Cherry. Oh my gosh. There's cherry on the front.
So doing a Bardstown Bourbon Company podcast is always so much fun, because not only are they so transparent that you can spend time talking about how they made this bourbon and the quality of the people that are making these bourbons, but then when you go there, you realize they're distilling a crap ton of, for instance, Haner here in Ohio. They're distilling their bourbon. They go down there and they do a run, and that's their bourbon for the year. And they're, you know, when you have Haner here out, it's a fantastic bourbon because it's been made and distilled and aged in Kentucky. I mean, and then when it's ready, it's bottled and sold up here in Ohio. I mean,
Ducky Owl.
Yep.
Distilled at Bardstown Bourbon Company. Chicken Cock. Distilled at Bardstown Bourbon Company.
There's a bunch of brands when you go there that are just on Calumet, right? Calumet?
Calumet, yeah.
Yeah, they're there. So
there's a ton of bourbons and whiskeys that we have no knowledge of that get their bourbons and whiskeys distilled there that we enjoy drinking. That, well, we just don't know it.
A shout out to Caravaggio. He's watching again. I mean, we've got people all around the world watching our Facebook Lives. Everybody, you know, that's watching and watches on Facebook Live also know that you can get all the podcasts. All I don't know if Caravaggio. I don't know. The Australia is Eric. Eric's out of Australia. Caravaggio, you could tell us where, maybe, yeah. Okay. Well, Green River also distilled. Actually, Walker, Green River is distilled at the Green River Distillery in Owensboro,
Kentucky,
yeah. But it is owned by Bardstown Bourbon Company.
Yeah.
And Aaron, we've went and saw Aaron Harris also and have done multiple podcasts with Aaron. Aaron is a really good friend of our podcast. He's a friend. I mean, I consider there's a bunch of people in this, Greg Schneider, Aaron Harris, definitely, Alan Bishop, Jolie, Casper Zach, and her husband, Andy. We've met so many people, Sandy No and Fred No and Freddie, we consider actual friends. So, but
Walker, just so you know, Aaron, since he's been there, he has really turned Green River around in Owensboro. I mean, he has went in there and made a ton of changes to the old distillery there, and he's bringing it up to par, just like
so. So how that works?
So that they are, so they are doing some contract distilling.
Nash is going to have some information, but I'll bring you up to speed. In 2023, the group that formed and made Bardstown Bourbon Company with Peter Lofton, they basically sold. They sold to the Pritzker Private Capital Group. Now, there's some negative connotations because there's a politician who was part of the Pritzker family that was in Chicago that a lot of people didn't like, but he's not associated with this company at all. But the Pritzker Private Capital purchased the Bardstown Bourbon Company and almost immediately started to, knowing that Bardstown Bourbon Company, although they were expanding, they started to build another still almost immediately. They were in the expansion of their fermenters and cookers. And then also, they basically went out and was looking to purchase the old Ozzie Tyler distillery and rename it Green River. So they went out and purchased that distillery, full well knowing that they were booked solid at Bardstown Bourbon Company and they could do some contract distilling there also along with their Green River brand. So not only did, now we were down there on the Monday before Kentucky Bourbon Festival with Aaron Harris, and you could check that podcast out on YouTube and on all the podcast formats. But while we were there with Aaron, he explained and showed us and tasted through his already aging whiskey purchased collection of the barrels that were in the Rick House. And the whiskey was freaking fantastic. We were able to taste straight from the barrel. Amazing whiskey. Aaron was excited as we were when we were tasting through this. So one of the barrels that we had tasted, he bottled and told us it was ready, and I was able to purchase it, and he sent it up to me. And also, everybody, he signed it for me. Now, I already know what this barrel tasted like. It was fantastic. It's rough that I think this is right going to go right next to my Booker's. That was Fred's batch that's signed by Fred No, because Aaron has signed it. I've got so many distillers signing my bottles, and, you know, it's wonderful how it works. But let's go into, Nash, your information you have on the Pritzker group.
They're a private capital leader in family direct investing, and they partner in high quality North American based businesses and manufactured products and service sectors. We are differentiated by capital base of families and long-term oriented investors, which allows for flexible structures, right duration, investment horizons, and efficient decision making. As our largest investor, our team is well aligned with all stakeholders. And, you know, basically, like I say, they own a bunch of companies, and I can sit here and go down through the list of them.
So this is their jumping into distilleries, though, right?
Yeah, they own everything from foods to Monogram Foods to sugar companies to mostly food companies is what they're into, grain companies. But now they're into bourbon companies. They own a few medical companies, medical food and beverage companies.
John Ritt is saying they own Hyatt.
Yeah. Yeah, and they own some logistics companies.
Would that be hotels?
They own some retail property companies and things like that. So they're anywhere from 200 million to a. Let's see where I got this. To a 2 billion plus company is their investment size. So they're a pretty big company.
John Ritt says they also own Hyatt. Yeah,
that's part of their property. So yeah.
Well, I can see them serving a lot of Bardstown Bourbon Company at all the Hyatt hotels, and knowing that they own Hyatt, I'm really interested in just staying at Hyatts when I go traveling. That would be kind of cool. If there's a Hyatt, I'm going to be a part of it. I will say, I compared the Carter Collaborative with the Plantation Rum Barrel Foursquare Collaborative. And my, so if you love wine, such as Mark Carter does, this is probably one of the most fantastic wine barrel finishes I've ever tasted. I mean, this puts Angel's Envy to shame. Now, with that said, if you told me red wine or rum, Tiny has an affection towards being a pirate and he loves rum. So, I love the where you get the deep red wine finish on, combined with the oak that they were able to do when they put it in back into those new barrels and they were rotating and made this, you with that Cabernet, I believe it was a Cabernet, right? You could go back, just correct me on that one if I'm wrong.
Sure, it was.
We got to stick to it. We got it. Because I'm not a huge, I'm into white wine, Chardonnays. I've got some knowledge. Me and my wife have been drinking Chardonnays for the last 20 years. But when it comes to the red wines, I like them. The Merlots, the Cabernets, the Ports.
It doesn't say whether they were Cabernet or not, but I'm probably pretty sure it was a Cabernet.
But the complexity of the wine is fantastic. I love it. It comes off exactly like a finish. The wine of that butter, there you can actually taste the butteriness of a cab or whatever, you know, those very thick red wines. Whereas the rum barrel finish is vanilla. And you add vanilla to caramel, and I don't know what that is. Is it a white chocolate caramel? But who puts in a white chocolate caramel? Nobody. I mean, I don't even know, but it takes me to a level of my favorite flavors plus rum. I love rum for its vanilla. I love bourbon for its caramel, and it does the perfect thing. So you know that these people that are blending these flavors, what does Christy say? It's a Cabernet. Is that what I said? I said it was a Cabernet, right? Yes.
Cabernet, yeah.
Thanks, Christy. I really appreciate it. We're sitting here, but I'm going to say, if you're a wine drinker, this is your bourbon. I mean, or this is your whiskey. This is your whiskey if you are a red wine lover. If
I'm comparing, I have to compare these because these are the two that I'm pouring. Between the Copper and Kings, this is more like the Copper and Kings is more like a white wine and a white grape.
So you're talking like a Concord grape white wine.
Yes.
Yes, that where it almost tastes like grape juice. I remember that.
Real light, real fruity, and lots of grape. Whereas, this is coming across more like a Cabernet wine. Buttery finish. Oh, this is really good.
So Christy says the Foursquare is luscious. Richard Seal is great. And I will say, Christy, I definitely think the Scotchy Bourbon Boys have to hang out more with you because of who you know and everything. There's no doubt that the people that you know, we want to know. And I'm not saying, just so you know, if you never introduce me to another single person, you're enough, because I've heard stories and I respect you. There's mad respect for drinking Alan Bishop under the table multiple times. So I know better than to ever. That's something that he has warned me that I never, never, never should try and do. And I won't, because it comes from Bishop, and Bishop would drink me under the table. I mean, I've watched the man with Ben Eves, him and Alan came on, and they probably drank absinthe all day. Who the hell drinks absinthe all day? Aaron Harris is watching. Good to see you, Aaron. Cheers. I thank you so much for this particular barrel pick that I know. You signed it, sent it up. I definitely thank
you. How do you want to talk good about him since he's watching? all the bad things you said before he got here, right?
I said nothing bad. And I am definitely... I'm not even wearing it backwards. I'm wearing the Green River hat. So yes. Thanks. But with all that the Bardstown Bourbon Company is doing, I mean, it's so many different levels. You're talking about a Napa Valley experience. Now you have a bourbon tasting room in Louisville. Louisville is like, between Pursuit United, Buzzard's Roost, and then Bardstown Bourbon Company, you are talking about, then you've got all the distilleries. Just throw it out there. Old Forester just released 1924, 10-year. But so it's basically, if you're talking about 1924, this is medicinal bourbon that they are releasing. It has to be. It's in the middle of Prohibition. They had their prescription license. This is what was being produced at the time. And damn lies, Super Nash. Why did Walker just tell you you're a liar? Where did that come from? I have no idea where that came from. Anyways, but what's happening in Louisville is amazing. And I just, and then also Old Louisville, they just opened up right there. So you can, between Peerless and Old Louisville.
I'm gonna rag on him, Walker, a little bit.
Who are you lying about?
I got a rag on you.
The Log Still Chop House.
I think that's what he's talking about.
Aaron just said the log still chop house is coming. Oh.
The Braves chop house?
No, he said the log still chop house is coming. That's what Aaron just said. It's like, that is creative. Oh my God. That's why I like Aaron right there. He got one of those face. Oh my God. Steaks not head. Steaks not head. What the hell? Yeah, and there'll only be Braves games and Chiefs games on, right? Anyways, all right. So getting back to Bardstown Bourbon Company. So now you've got the Pritzker, they purchased Green River, and then all of a sudden you walk in last year to the Bardstown Bourbon Company when we were there. I believe we had lunch there. It was me, you, Sherry, and Roxy. We were headed down to Wilderness Trail, and they were installing their still, and we are about halfway there, and
we got the call that
Francesco told me they were going to head back to Bardstown, so we turned around and met our wives for lunch at the Bardstown Bourbon Company. So while we're there, the collaborative series seemed to had blown the F up. I mean, that's all you can. There's Pursuit United. There's like all these different collabs, and we're just like going, what the hell? Now they're not. They're not inexpensive, and I knew I was getting the bottle that Nash does not have, and this was from the Crystal Glencairn Club, and it was the special pick for the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. I'm going to show y'all. Now, he has, what proof is it that you've got? It's the same mash bill, but it's
the same mash bill, but mine's 96 proof.
And mine was 120.
19, because his is a single barrel.
Mine's 129.6 single barrel, same mash bill, but this was signed by Steve Nally. And if you were the Crystal Glencairn, not the Crystal Decanter Club, this was your bottle along with, I believe, the Flask Force. I just knocked the stupid keyboard off. And so that's where, so these are the kind of things that you would say that the Bardstown Bourbon Company is doing, these high end, really good releases. So it's funny because
another good one. And this was this ain't the collaborative series.
Series.
We need to move on to the next series. Right?
Let's
get past the collaborative.
How about the Origin series? So you read about the Origin series because we got about 10 more minutes. So we got to get through the Origin and the Discovery. We haven't done the Fusion series, but let's do the Origin series.
I can't read all mine printed blank because I didn't click on the extra. So you have to put it up there.
All right. So I will do a share screen. It's so dumb. I had no dinner and just I have two little pores and all of a sudden it's like we're having fun. All right. So I can still run the computer. So let's go to the Origin series. So the Origin series, which I have the Weeded Bottled in Bond Bourbon. Honoring tradition and authenticity of our Origin series, Weeded Bottled in Bond's six-year expression presents the best locally sourced Kentucky corn and wheat grains This expression features 20% wheat in the mash bill, creating a modern expression of beautifully balanced bourbon. Now, what's great about the Origin series, we'll hit the learn more. Here we come. Bardstown, this is their Bardstown Bourbon Company 6 year. 68 corn, 20 wheat, 12 malted barley, baked peach with cream meets cocoa with hints of lemon and indulgent smooth mouthfeel of stone fruit and toffee leads an alluring, enduring finish. All right, you got me. I'm going to finish off the old Carter.
Sounds pretty good.
It sounds delicious.
It's a 100 proof, too.
Yeah, it's their bottled in bond. Means that they have a bottled in bond warehouse on premise, correct? Because this is 6 year. So let's just say this is 6 year, 2023. So we are talking about 2017, right?
Actually, mine was fall of 2016.
Okay. So that could be it too. It's only $50. I went out and for the podcast, picked this up, you know, just for the podcast initially. A podcast, because it's available in your stores.
Yeah. Readily available everywhere.
But it's a $50 bottle. So if you're looking for something that's not $129, $149, $300, this will get you to the Bardstown Bourbon Company collection, and it's a weeded. Tons of caramel. Do you have this or no?
I just held it up.
What?
I got about a third of the bottle up.
So pour up, buddy.
Look.
Aren't you gonna taste that bitch?
Look, I don't taste it that much.
Taste it now that it's been sitting in your, it's been sitting in that bottle. I mean, everybody, if there's anything, okay, so Walker says they are doing barrel thieving tours. Okay, yes, it's with the Origin series now. They're delicious, got big, that in glass right now. So, okay, Walker's drinking this with us, so cheers, Walker. I will say that CT got on a tour at Bardstown Bourbon Company, and when I go on Saturday to pick, once I pick up my next Saturday, not this Saturday, once I pick up my bar top, I'm going to head over to Bardstown Bourbon Company and do that. I should go online and book that tour right now, that whiskey thieving tour.
Super Nash has got that tornado spin going on.
I think it more looks like, what is it? You've got Parkinson's. It looks like you have Parkinson's.
Rett syndrome, not Parkinson's.
That's a shaking syndrome. Parkinson's. It looks like you got Parkinson's. All you're doing is shaking it. Don't try and spin like CT.
My mother had Parkinson's. Please don't. Do that on the podcast.
I'm not doing shit. It still looks like I'm gonna double down. If your mom was spinning right now, that's how she would spin. So fuck you. Anyways.
Oh my god.
What are we looking at? All right, so we're getting a little long, so we'll do that. So we'll finish up. For $50, that's delicious.
That's sweet, delicious, creamy.
I mean, think about, honestly, 100%, their contract distilling with a bunch of people who bring their own distillers in. So you've already got Steve Nally, who at one point was at, I believe, Maker's Mark. He also, he was at Maker's Mark, went out to Colorado, was out in Colorado distilling, and then came back to Bardstown Bourbon Company. Plus, you got Nick Smith, who's been learning from him. Plus, you bring in people like Greg Schneider. And people like Mark Carter, who have palettes of phenomenal, understand what phenomenal whiskey is. And then you're talking about aging and distilling with them. Just think about the knowledge, even that Steve has brought in, or what Nick has learned. I mean, Nick is young for a distiller. There's no doubt about it. And he's learned so much from Steve. And you know that he's got this.
He came straight from the University of Kentucky to work there, if I'm not mistaken. And with all the degrees he has, oh my gosh, Nick has got a plethora of knowledge. And
he's got control, plus he's got Steve, who knows how it was done before. I mean, so you're just looking at...
I believe, like I say, Steve knew how it was done in the old days. And then it was like, then you bring in Nick, who has all this computer knowledge and the new technology. And then you match them together. And then when you bring all that together, and then it just, this is what you get. This is what you get. Just all this different types of whiskeys and blends.
So then you throw in Aaron Harris comment that Dan Calloway is Bardstown Bourbon Company's blender who has an insane palate. So now you're just talking about the best of the best. You're talking about like all-star. It's like an all-star game in bourbon. Just they've all met. And it's the greatest thing, as Aaron, and we've talked about this many times with Aaron, is that what's so amazing about the bourbon industry, because we haven't reached that plateau where you're competing. Because every distillery keeps selling all that they make. They might compete for shelf space, but there's nothing that really sits if you know what you're doing. Any distillery producing good whiskey, it hits the shelf, and no matter what, either sells right away or eventually sells. Now, if you produce a lot... It will be on the shelf and keep getting replenished, but overall we haven't reached that point. So the industry is amazing how everybody shares. Even talking about with Ryan Lang, when he was setting up his distillery in Ohio, how many Kentucky distilleries were willing to pitch in and help him do what he had to do to set up this distillery? I mean, it's just like there's nothing like this in Ohio. It's not like there's a bunch of Ohio distilleries that could help him. He needed help from a lot of people in the industry. And when we were down there, he talked about how open you go down to Kentucky and how open they are to share, because they all know how cool it is. Go ahead.
As an operator at Beam, and then worked his way up. So that's cool. And, I thought he always started at the Bardstown Bourbon Company, so I stand corrected. So
thank you, Aaron. We are humble in what we are doing, and we learn all the time. And this is what I love about doing the podcast and sharing information. There's a lot of people who are there to correct us when we're wrong. They do it in a way that isn't, you know, not like we are pieces of shit, like most of the comments I get on my YouTube channel, because somebody drilled a barrel and there's wood chips in their whiskey somehow wood chips are different than aging 6 years in a barrel. Like somehow those same wood chips that made the barrel are going to do something bad to the whiskey. Like, yeah, when I'm drinking it after I drilled it, if there's a wood chip or two in the barrel, I will pick it out with my hands that I sanitized with the bourbon before I started.
All right.
Give me the char. So, yeah, Aaron, I would definitely say the char of the barrel. One guy made a comment that now there's wood particulates in your whiskey. I'm like, how are they? What do you think? What do you think colors the bourbon brown? Wood particulates and char.
Johnny, you know I got to make mention of this. Aaron, that is by far the best reel that I have made to this day. With you making that comment about trying to pull the shit ton of char out of that. when we were receiving from that barrel. Oh my gosh, that was so funny.
Who was a vodka? Oh, the guy that was. Yeah, and definitely. And somehow, if you think vodka's better for you, drink away. Yeah. All right.
Good luck with your liver there, buddy. Right?
So the last series is, let's just share the screen. And we've covered, let's go back. We've covered the Origin series. So we started off with Origin. We've done the Discovery, the Collaborative, the Distillery Collection. But the Fusion series is the last.
We got two to go.
Okay. The Fusion.
And Distillery.
Yeah, Amaro Nare. Yeah, I think the distillery is similar to, if I'm not mistaken, which one? Amaro Nare? Wait.
Fusion.
Okay, Fusion. Let's go to the Fusion series.
Where
so Fusion, this is 9 and 8, and I've got, I believe, for my Fusion series, I have right here 4-3. I've got number 4 right here. 41% can
Nick and Steve.
You've got 3. I have that too, but I put the Fusion 4 in there because it's the newest one. So Fusion series.
Fusion 9.
We're on 9, and I have 4. You have 3. I'm going to do learn more so I can tell you.
I've got 3 and 5.
You got 5.
3 and 5 out.
Okay, so I've got 4. And 4 is 48%. Oh. So why am I trying to do this without my glasses? Okay. We're doing a long podcast tonight. All right. Because 40% Kentucky, 13-year, 11% Bardstown Bourbon Company, 3-year, 15% Bardstown Bourbon Company, 3-year, and 34% Bardstown Bourbon Company, 4-year. The 4-year is 78, 16, 12. The 3-year is 78, 16, 12. And the 3-year is 60 corn and 40 rye. So you got the barley in the 3-year and 4-year, 15 and 34%. And then you got 11% corn rye 3-year. And then the 40% Kentucky 13-year. So that's what 4 was. Read what 5 was, Super Nash.
5 or 3.
Read what 5 was. Because I want to show everybody how it evolved.
5 was 54% Bardstown Bourbon Company, 4-year, and it was a 78% corn, 18% rye, and 12% malted barley. 4% Bardstown Bourbon Company, 3-year, and it was a 60% corn, 26% rye, 18% wheat, and a 16% wheat, and a 4% malted barley. So that was a 4-grain right there. And then 38% of Kentucky, 11-year, which is a 75% corn, 13% rye, and a 12% malted barley.
So
that is really interesting. That second one was a 14% of a 4-grain Bardstown Bourbon Company.
So online, this one is the first one is the Bardstown Bourbon Company 4-year, which is 75/21 rye and 4 barley. And then the second one is the Bardstown Bourbon Company 4-year, corn 60/26, wheat 10, barley. It's the same thing, but a year older, right? And then the last one is the 12-year Kentucky 75/13/12. So what happens is they just keep increasing in the Fusion series. The Bardstown Bourbon Company compared to
the years,
and I've got the 4,
yeah,
which
let me look at the 3,
which the Kentucky was.
The only thing is, like the 3 in Fusion 3, the 18% in the middle one was only a 3-grain, and it was corn 46%. 48% corn, 20% wheat, and then 12% malted barley. It was only a 3-grain, but it was 3-year. Both of these were 3 years.
Right. The 4-grain didn't come till the 5-year. And now in Fusion 9, or the 3-year in Fusion 5, right? Was a 3-year, and now it's a 4-year in 9 as far as the corn, rye, wheat, and malted. And then the main one is a 4-year 75 when you're talking 3 years. So it keeps getting older what they're putting in that Fusion series of the Bardstown Bourbon Company. So initially it was 40% Kentucky. That was the most. And is that it?
Bardstown Bourbon? Looks like they're. And it looks like they're 3. They had like 42% of the third portion, and 18%. And so they're lessening in their proportions as they go along.
Yeah, that this is the one that it's 70% now. The Fusion used to be 70% when they started Kentucky. Then it went to in this one here, it's 40% Kentucky. And in the ones that they have now, the Bardstown Bourbon Company has replaced the Kentucky, and the Kentucky is being.
We're trying to figure out a rhyme and reason, but only it looks like the master blender taster. He's got his rhyme and reason going to it, but
when you taste,
I can't quite figure it out. But
I will tell you, everything I taste from Bardstown Bourbon Company, they have down the flavor of big Kentucky bourbon. It's just that simple. Even though they're using in some cases Indiana, but. What you always get the char of the barrel and the oak of the wood, and then the caramels, the chocolates. Now, this Fusion series of 4 is big time caramel chocolate mixed together with a nice long finish. So you just got to keep this modern distillery definitely has a consistent flavor profile of a time-tested, age-old family distillery from Kentucky. One that's been around for years and years. They've been able to, through modern technology and the people that they're using, keep a flavor profile that represents standard classic bourbon. Would you not agree?
I agree. And
let's get this off.
That classic palette.
All right. Let's just do your view.
Like, oh my gosh. I just poured just a tiny bit of that three there, just for a taste. My gosh, that corn and that caramel.
Walker says Fusion was their workhorse. It's what got everybody on board. But I mean, honestly, what got everybody on board? The name of I was searching it online in 2019. It was called the Bardstown Bourbon Company, but it was a restaurant. And I'm like, how is a distillery a restaurant? And then I went there and then I understood. Then I podcasted there and I understood fully. They do everything top of the line. Then you go to Green River with Aaron Harris and you understand that that place is making whiskey the same way they're making whiskey at the Bardstown Bourbon Company. Plus, they have the right guy in charge.
Yeah, but once I've been to Bardstown and then I went to Green River, Aaron has taken history to the level of this year, of, you know, this level.
Yeah, there's more at the Ozzie Tyler. It's definitely those brick, you know, the brick warehouses that they're aging in. And then you've got all the history. The print, Evie, you took us into the print room.
The old walls and some of what they left inside there. And all that, showing us that, and then all of a sudden, then you see the new automation and all that, and the new stills and everything like that going through there.
All the parts and the pieces and everything they're ordering and doing thing, and what using Aaron's knowledge, plus Aaron is using Steve and Nick and everybody. The teamwork.
Like I say, bringing it up to code. I mean, you know, to safety, to fire code, to all that other, which, you know, it lacked thereof.
All right. So let's get down to the last. You explain this one because I have no idea. This is the distillery. All right. We're going to go right here. We're going to do one last one and then we're going to sign off because I've had enough bourbon.
Yes, absolutely.
So we hit the distillery collection. So I don't even know how to say, is it Dosie Dan?
Chateau Dosie Dane.
Dosie Dane.
Chateau Dosie Dane.
Yeah.
Blend of straight whiskeys finished in Sauternes Barrens.
Satine. It's Satine.
Sauternes
barrels.
Sauternes.
I learned that from Rebecca.
Okay, Sauternes barrels.
Not Sauternes. Sauternes.
Why are we talking about Chateau Dosie Dane?
Well, because this is a distillery collection. Do you have some? Ooh. So the tasting notes are honey raisin with cinnamon and white flowers, blend marmalade and toasted almond, creating a complex aroma. The highlights, the best Sauternes barrel and rye on the palate, ripe grapes and caramel lead to toasted oak, rounding out this exquisite premium pour. We're talking about it because I really want it. 82% Kentucky 10-year and 18% Indiana 6-year. They were able to get some fantastic whiskey, obviously, and they made this bourbon. So I would say, based off of everything I tasted so far, you need to get it. Now, there's the Bourbon Pursuit one. Do you want to read up on that one?
Because I don't have it.
I don't have it. I saw it there, and it was, what would you say? I purchased another bottle. When you go to Bardstown Bourbon Company,
I purchased another two. I got the triple blended stave.
So where are other, I'm trying to find other, so this is the distillery collection when they,
scroll, hit the scroll. It says scroll.
I hit scroll. Oh, I don't. I have no. Oh, I'm scrolling. Scroll further.
No.
How do you scroll?
Click on that arrow. There you go. Oh, click on the arrow. See there?
There's one more.
There you go.
The for Cullen. Do you have that one?
Click up. Scroll over. There you go.
Chateau Desjardins, bourbon. It's just.
That's the only three they got.
Yeah. Those are the three, which we don't have. So we're going to.
I'm going to read about this one.
That's not a distillery collection.
It is.
Which one is that? It's an older.
Right in there.
It's an older one.
Triple blended stay finish.
Where did you get that?
When we were at the bourbon festival.
Yeah, it's nice of you to tell me. I'm gonna do the Lobber Day.
Look, I bought that when I bought this T-shirt. I went in there and got this T-shirt. This cool, badass T-shirt.
Is that when we were having lunch with our wives?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because I also bought two of the Bardstown Bourbon lip gloss things for my wife for Christmas.
Chrissy says Super Nash has tricks. He does. He definitely is always tricking me. So he finds the good bottles while we're together, buys them, and then rubs it in my face. That's kind of how that works, Christy. All right. Aaron approves of your T-shirt.
Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, do you approve of my hat?
I said I'd read this, but gosh, I can't almost read this little white lettering on this gray.
I can't help you out. It's not on the website.
Yeah.
This is old fucker trying to read. And this is a note to all bourbon distilleries. They need to up their game on some bottles. You only get 10 seconds of...
Actually, this doesn't actually say exactly what this does.
Holy crap.
Innovation, collaboration, and exclusively come together in our distillery collection. These one-time limited offering present the best of our dedication to the art and science of bourbon. From experimental finishes to the unique single barrels, this bottle encapsulates our approach to whiskey making. Every time you visit, there is something new to discover and take home after your Bardstown experience. It's both the journey and the destination.
Shit, yeah.
All this says is blend of straight whiskeys finished with oak staves. This is bottle 2057, 109 proof. All right, so we'll just taste it.
Taste away. I'm doing the La Bay
Bourbon Boys Glen Cairn, which you can get at www.scotchybourbonboys.com.
The La Bay is very grapey. It's a nice wine finish.
Yeah, I'm all out of the La Bay. It's a good one.
It's chocolate and wine. Oh, that is good. I that's too much whiskey in a night. It's like, wasn't planning on sipping on all of them until, but why was I not? I'm with Super Nash. Super Nash. This is what he does. Cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother.
Till then.
I'm going to show you this. Triple stave is a bit oaky, but sweet, aromatic, caramelly, tart with maybe
What? It's what?
A bit tart.
I thought you had an F instead of a T, right?
What?
It came off of... What was that? What? Okay. Oh, my God. I it's like, I just saw... So Aaron said, quit winning.
Quit whining.
No.
Not winning.
That's winning. W-I...
Winning has two.
Whining.
Whining has one.
I'm never going to quit winning, Aaron.
Like plum. I'm getting like a tart plum.
Do you even know what a plum tastes like?
You know, like the ones off the tree, not the ones that you
wait in the grocery store. You mean the ones that grow in the ground? Oh my God. Do you do know the ones in the grocery store, Nash, grow on a tree too?
Stone fruit. That's exactly what I was trying to think of.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You have had too much. Are you going to take us out of here?
I'm not going to take you. I better. Because you're going to talk about how plums, how else do they grow besides a tree?
I'm not talking about any growing.
I'm the one who's had too much. You're... All right. I will take us out. All right, everybody.
Thank you so much for watching and tuning in, everybody. Facebook and YouTube Live.
Jeez, like, what? We're on Facebook and YouTube Live. We are also on Instagram and X. Where else are we as far as our
pop radio? X, all the media podcasts that you can think of. Deezer, one of the ones that I didn't even know.
Yeah, but we're on Apple, iHeart, Spotify. Okay, everybody.
I'd like to listen to you to us in your car while you're driving. You know, check us out.
So Walker defended you. He says, I know the ones that he is talking about, tart plum versus sweet plum. You never know which one you're going to get. So Walker comes to your defense right there. We got to meet Walker, right?
Absolutely. And matter of fact, he said that he wants to meet up with us when we go down next weekend.
All right. Aaron's out. Everybody's out.
Good. Thanks for tuning in.
And Walker says, remember, good bourbon equals good times with good friends. Remember to drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive. And live your life dangerously. Little Steve-O's going to take us out.
Most importantly, go out and live your life.
No, go out and drink some Bardstown Bourbon Company bourbon.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I'll tell you we must die.
I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest.
So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.